2,000 years ago, selfish, instinctual drives were defined as the devil. How did people think about human drives and instincts that led us to harm and neglect others 2,000 years ago? Myth and superstition were common in those times. Literal language uses words and phrases to mean exactly what they say. Figurative language uses words and phrases in analogous senses, not exact ones. Analogous means comparable in certain respects, typically in ways that clarify the nature of things being compared. Some figurative descriptions of the devil might include, "The devil is the lie that we are just our individual ego, separate from everyone and everything else." "The devil is ego, ignoring the great spirit or the heart's desires." "The devil is denial that we are one, and that whatever I do to you, I'm really doing to myself." "The devil is self-centeredness, greed, jealousy, envy, revenge, gluttony, harmful lust, and arrogance." "The devil is choosing to harm others and ourselves." "The devil is every human being on the planet to varying degrees." The words that Jesus used to describe our instinctual drives that create our harmful, selfish natures and choices were Satan and the devil. Jesus used that terminology in a figurative manner to describe and define instinctual drives to people of his time, to explain how those drives influence us to cause harm to others and to make selfish, unforgiving choices. Back then, people didn't have the full understanding or the correct terminology to explain their selfish instinctual drives, so they used figurative explanations. Jesus was attempting to define the problem and the cause of the problem in a way that made sense to people of that time. But many Christians today still interpret descriptions of the devil and Satan in a completely literal way, which promotes the concept of blaming our harmful, selfish actions and choices on something else outside ourselves, shifting personal responsibility away from ourselves onto a deity, the devil. This literal interpretation of the devil not only encourages the idea that we are victims of forces outside ourselves, but also creates in us a sense of powerlessness and unnecessary fear. 2,000 years ago, the concept of the devil, or Satan, was an attempt to explain evil, selfish, harmful free will choices made by man, which originate from the instinctual challenges of the human experience. Fortunately, in the bigger picture, we are not slaves to an evil force behind the scenes. However, we often do become slaves to an evil force in this realm, and it's the force of our own natures, which was put there by design to ensure our survival on Earth as humans. But the natural forces that direct our survival as humans can demand more than is necessary and can lead to justify selfish trends and behavior at the peril of others. We commit evil when our instinctual drives and ambitions take over and rule us and our actions, causing us to disregard the welfare of others. The battle against evil is actually a battle within ourselves and against our own human instinctual drives. The solution to this battle is to learn how and why our instinctual drives control us and then to choose to oppose them. This is commonly called the battle between flesh and spirit. 2,000 years ago, these cunning, powerful, persuasive forces were explained as being caused by the deity Satan. Our challenge is to understand that we are much more than our shouting, demanding, screaming, dominant instinctual drives. To evolve here, we need to listen to the soft whisper of our heart, the one that says to serve others, give to others, sacrifice for others, and have empathy and compassion for others. That involves ignoring the unrelenting, selfish, instinctual drives and demands for excess and not making choices that harm ourselves and others, which is to deny Satan. Our instincts, which strive to exceed their proper function, can cause us to justify cruel, mean, and selfish behaviors. This is our primary challenge to overcome. Evil is a human experience. Its roots lie in our selfishness as a primary directive for survival. This directive is driven by hormones and instinctual programming to sustain life in the form we experience it. Selfishness ensures that we stay alive longer. All humans have the option to express evil. Our own inclinations to choose evil and to deal with others who choose evil are part of the challenge we have as humans. Those inclinations are part of the ride we are on in this life. Evil is a human challenge and something we are all capable of choosing. Our built-in guidance system of love, which is to sacrifice and be of service to others, is weak compared to our instincts and hormonal drives, which direct us to be evil or to harm and neglect others. Satan, our selfish instinctual drives, is not easy to overcome. Our challenge to evolve requires us to choose to be less and less selfish, to choose not to harm each other, regardless of feeling like doing so, to forgive when it is not what we want to do. Some point their finger and say, "The devil made me do it. It would be so much easier to be giving if the devil weren't influencing me to be selfish. The devil and the evil spirits are responsible when I'm selfish and choose to harm others. They are to blame for my evil acts." Those are just some of the lies we tell ourselves so we can play the victim, just some of the excuses we use to justify selfish or harmful behavior concerning others. However, those excuses are based on ignorance and misinterpretation. Ignorance can be overcome with truth. So consider that possibility, that for the first time, you will know the truth, that there is no devil deity to blame. People make evil choices with their own free will. Some of our evil choices may be caused by the influence of drugs such as cocaine, methamphetamine, narcotics and alcohol, hormonal imbalances, brain structure abnormalities, chronic stress that causes frontal lobe neuronal shrinkage from frequent exposure to the stress hormone cortisone, which leads to lower compassion and empathy, past abuse or lack of love in our lives, redirecting onto others the pain we have experienced in the past. When I see people with a negative personality interacting with others, I wonder who it was in their past who treated them that way. Who are they mimicking? It is usually a parent who had that influence. In any case, the blame lands on ourselves as individuals, and we will pay the consequences directly or indirectly for the choices we make. People harming others directly or indirectly will experience pain themselves as a result. We want to blame others or deities for our problems and our selfish behavior because it's not natural to look for fault in ourselves. We want someone or something else to blame for our selfish behavior. It's ugly, so we need to blame it on others or a devil because we don't want to blame ourselves. We need to be the victim so we can shift responsibility away from ourselves. Having a deity on which to blame our choices that harm or neglect others does provide a convenient scapegoat so we can avoid personal responsibility. The devil made me do it. It's not my fault, it's their fault or your fault. Something or someone else made me do it. I'm a victim. Blaming others is the standard in today's world. But you won't experience true happiness in this life so long as you're blaming the devil or others for your selfish choices. Taking responsibility and personal accountability requires humility, which is one of mankind's greatest challenges. As humans, however, we need our instinctual drives to function and survive. Human existence requires some degree of selfishness to survive, procreate, find food, make shelter, keep going, and stay alive. But instincts can become the devil when they completely drive our motives, causing us to justify hurting others to get what we want. I am the devil when I'm blindly led to excess pursuits by my instincts, which compel me to justify harming others or ignoring their needs. One example of our selfishness and neglect of each other is the lack of clean drinking water for over 600 million people on Earth. We have the resources to correct that problem, but we don't. We actively turn away and ignore suffering. We usually don't act or deal with it unless we have to, or it affects us directly. Our instinctual drives can seem like a force in themselves, separate from us. For the most part, they do drive us from a subconscious level. But those drives are coming from the human part of us, not the spiritual part. Yes, we can be possessed by our instincts blindly ruling us, causing us to make cruel and greedy choices, that is, to act like the devil. But we are not victims of a devil. We have the responsibility in our choices to follow instinctual drives to excess or not. It is our choice, and the blame is on ourselves. Our consequences are the price we pay for our choices, which are the heaven or hell we experience in this life. When people act like the devil, they are not listening to their heart deep down within them. They are ignoring their heart, and by doing that, they lack empathy for others and fail to provide any service to others that doesn't involve some selfish gain or return for themselves. Being the devil is painful, for it creates hell on earth.